So am I sitting here telling you that I'm a, climate evangelist? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But I do know when you put black stuff in the atmosphere, it does tend to put a dome on it, and that could cause some global warming. It could cause some extra heat. And at the end of the day, it's really just not good to breathe. You know what I
Sure.
mean? Because when I stand behind my F-250 hooking up a trailer, like it's intoxicating. It really is. It's not good
Yeah.
for you.
Man, I don't know. The thing I'm hung up on right now is how much they're pushing electric vehicles. And I'll go a little, like, just a little conspiracy, not too much. But, like, if you go back to the COVID days, like, imagine if they have already put these regulations into where their electric car is kind of controlled by a central database. They can do updates, they can shut it down, whatever the fuck they want to do. So if they're
Right.
like, we don't
I
want people
agree.
leaving, you're
I
not
agree.
fucking leaving, we're shutting the cars
I
down.
agree.
The thing that the reason I'm hung up on it is the fact of, I don't know if you've heard much about carbon capture, but like that's a real thing that sucks the pollution out of the air. And the fact I'm not upset of the fact that they're pushing electric cars. I think it's good. I think it would be cool to have people make their own decision and to be there, but to like regulate not selling them is like a little concerning to me because like if we're focused on like solving the problem of pollution, at least bring carbon capture up. Like there's not a lot of people that really are familiar and like understand what it is. I'm like, well,
Didn't Elon say that he paid somebody $100 million to figure out how to carbon capture?
I don't know, did he?
I think so. Like, look, banning the water heater that runs on gas, I'm not about that life.
Yeah.
Banning my stove because it runs on gas,
That's going up in like the Northeast right now, right? Where it's in conversation.
I mean, I'm not really interested in giving up my gas stove. But if it makes sense financially for me, then I might do it. That's why they start throwing taxes at you
Right.
to try to get you to move off to it.
But do you ever concern that like them incentivizing you to go that route is them exercising
The
another
right to
form of
control you?
control?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yes, I do.
That's what gets me. Like,
Yes, I
do
do.
you sleep well at night if you take that incentive?
The control thing, first of all, you're not going to control Ryan Jackson very well.
I don't think
Like
so either.
I like look, I a country boy is going to survive.
Yeah.
I agree that we do need to start pulling some carbon emissions. The controlling thing, it can happen. I mean, I went and looked at a house on Saturday that I almost bought yesterday, but they pussyfooted around and went to auction today, unfortunately. But the solar system was turned off. Like, what the fuck? How do you turn a solar system off? They're like, yeah, we didn't pay the bill, so they killed it. It was a te had a Tesla battery and everything. So if they can kill your solar, they can kill your electric vehicle.
For sure.
So yes, I 100% agree with that, and that's why you all I will always have some kind of combustible engine for transportation, forever.
Yeah.
Because if they can do that, then what happens when they start sh shutting off the gas pumps? They start shutting off the gas pumps. Now you have they have 100% control.
Yeah, and that's what like and I think the short term effect that I concern about because I like to fish, I like to do all the outdoor stuff like four wheelers, shit like that, and it's like those still are gonna be gas. So what happens to those things if we start the other thing is like even if you don't fully shut it down, like it's gonna be so fucking expensive that no one can afford to
Right.
do stuff that really is like I don't know,
Right.
almost feels like our right, like it's
Yeah. I mean they're saying that this is the hottest summer on it on record ever.
yeah.
I
It's
mean,
pretty damn hot.
is that concerning?
That is, yeah, a
So
little bit.
I'm a little concerned about it. It might just be a hot summer. 2018 was a really hot summer. Extremely hot summer, but the summers in between were really hot summers too. Are we talking a difference of a couple degrees? I mean, is it killing the coral because it's a couple
I
degrees
just I
hotter?
think it's hard to pinpoint it though, right? Because like I don't like I mean I just don't understand really how the world ages over time and shit too. Like maybe we just move closer to the
Yeah.
sun. Like I don't know. Like it,
Ice
I was,
age?
yeah,
I mean, there's an ice age. Can we have another ice age? Probably.
yeah. Like I mean, it's I don't know. I don't deny that it. I think that it is getting a little hotter and shit like that. But it's like I man, I don't know. Like I think that the solutions to them should take a lot of time to figure out because like we got to figure out what the fuck's causing it.
Yeah.
Before we start like giving people the power or control to just shut us down. Like that's
Yeah.
because that's crazy to me, man. I had a real problem with the way they went about it in 2020. I try to refrain from
Yeah,
the words because
I was
platforms
talking to
don't
my
like
grandfather the
it,
other day, and he says Greg Abbott's one of the best governors in in the country, and he is. He is one of the best governors in the country.
But here's my asterisk.